Mishnah Maishos Aleph Hey says, Ha'omer l'chaveru, Heilach iser zeh. Here's, somebody says to his friend, here is a coin, etain libo chamish tainim, and give me with it five tainim. He's buying five tainim for a coin. Lo yochal ad she'aser. When he buys those five fruits with the coin, he must take off truma. So Maishos de Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir's opinion that mechira, that selling, the sale is kovela Maishos. That makes it immediately chayv and maaser, and even though beforehand there was no gmar malacha, the final action, the final preparation of the fruit was not done, so it should technically be allowed to have an achilas arayah, a temporary eating done to it. But since it was sold, the sale makes it a kfiyus. That makes it the final act, as if the final action is done, and you can't eat from it at all until you take off maasos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ochal achas achas upater. As long as you take them one at a time and you buy them one at a time, then that's not kovei lemaisos. If you bought all five of them, if imtziri chayv. But if you bought all five together at once, so then that makes it chayv and maisos immediately. Then you have to take off maisos immediately and you can't eat at all. But if you took them one at a time, so that's not considered to be kovei lemaisos. That doesn't immediately set into effect a requirement to take off meiser, and therefore it's okay. Therefore, you can eat a little bit. You can eat them one at a time. Amar Yehuda, meisa beginas bradim shayisa b'Yerushalayim. There's a special garden in Yerushalayim called Ginas Bradim, a rose garden, and they grew figs there. Vayu te'enim nimkaros mishalosh rabba b'Yerushalayim. You know, they used to sell te'enim for three or four per coin. V'lo hafresh menu truma meiser me'olam, and nobody ever took off truma meiser from those because they always used to sell one at a time. The guy would give a coin, and he would take one fig at a time, and the people would eat an achila sarai. They would eat a temper eating, one fig at a time, and therefore, they never ever took off trumas and maisos from this garden. Mishnah Vav says, Ha'omer l'chaveru, helech iser zeh be'eser te'enim sha'avorli. Here is this iser, here's this coin, for and I'm going to pick 10 figs off the tree. The figs are still on the tree. So, and he says, when I pick them off, then I'm gonna acquire them. So borov ochel, he can take off one at a time and eat them because he doesn't buy it when it's on the tree. He only buys it when he picks them off. And since he picked it off one at a time and they eat them when he picked it off, so therefore he bought, like the case in the previous mission, he bought them one at a time and not all together. And therefore it's not chayv and meiser immediately. He doesn't have to take off meiser immediately and he can eat an achilas arayah, can eat a temporary eating. But Eshkol she'avor leif, he says, I'm going to buy a bunch of grapes. So megargar ve'ochel. So then he can take off one grape at a time, and he can eat that grape, and that's considered an achilas arayah, a temporary, a casual eating, and therefore it's okay to eat it one at a time. But if he picks off the whole bunch at once, so that's going to be kovel maaser. So that's going to set up immediately a chiv of maaser, and he won't be able to eat them at all, even the achilas arayah, even the temporary eating. Berimon sha'avorli, if he says I'm buying a pomegranate, so porid v'ochel, he can take off one seed of the pomegranate at a time. Bavatir sha'avorli, if he's buying a melon that I'm going to pick off, so sofes v'ochel, then he must cut off a piece of the watermelon at a time. If he cuts off the entire watermelon, if he cuts off the entire pomegranate, that's going to immediately set in the requirement of meiser, and he can't eat it at all until he takes off meiser. However, if he takes a piece, he takes off one seed of the time from the pomegranate, or a piece of the melon off the tree, so then he can eat that little bit every time, and that's considered a temporary eating, and it's not yet chayv meiser, and that's okay. Avalim Omar, the Esrim Te'enim Elu, if he says while he's pointing the tree, I'm buying the twenty Te'enim that are on that, the 20 figs that are on that tree, Bishneas Golos Elu, the two bunches of grapes on the tree, Bishne Rimonim Elu, the two pomegranates, Bishne Avatichim Elu, or to the two melons, and he doesn't say, he specifies them, and he's while they're on the tree, he says which ones. It's not that I'm going to decide later which ones I'm going to take, but he specifies in the sale which ones he's going to take. So then, it's as if he bought, then he acquired the fruits while they're still on the tree, and when you have a sale of the fruits when they're still on the tree, so that's not considered kovei l'maiser. Mechira only sets up immediately the chiyuv l'maiser when the sale occurs after the fruits have already been picked. But if the sale occurs while the fruits are still on the tree, so then that's not considered to be a mechir, to be a sale, which immediately sets into the effect of maisros, and therefore he becomes as if he owns the peiros that grew. So he's ochel kedarko, he can eat an achilas arai, he can eat a temporary eating, a casual eating, a little bit, like he normally does, upater, and he doesn't have to take off maestros, he doesn't have to take off trumas and maestros, until he brings it into the house, or he does a gemar melacha, he does a final act of preparation of the fruits, like we saw in the previous Mishnayos. Shekanim b'mechob l'karka, the Mishnah explains, because he acquired them when they were still attached to the ground, and therefore that does not set in a chiyu maeser right away.